This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush went to the Capitol this morning to endorse a compromise version of his tax cut plan. The House and Senate had produced distinctly different versions of the tax cuts, but the top tax writers from both chambers agreed to a deal last night.
The principle of the bill is pretty simple, that we believe the more money people have in their pockets, the more likely it is somebody's going to be able to find work in America.
President Bush at the Capitol this morning. NPR's Andrea Seabrook is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is this finally finished?
We are almost there. There are a few formal things that are left to be done. The House has to appoint conferees, and the two House and Senate conference, they have to come together and decide on a final plan. That's the plan that I'm going to outline now. And the votes in, there has to be a final vote in both the House and the Senate.
On what will the conference be voting?
You could call it the Senate's choice of a dollar value, $350 billion, but the House's choice of a way to get there. The president wanted this a much, much larger tax cut, $726 billion. It has finally been chopped down to what the Senate can vote for, which is $350 billion.
So the Senate gets its way on the size of the bill. Now, whose taxes are getting cut?
Well, many people's income tax rates will be phased down 2 percentage points for in almost every tax bracket. The 10% lowest tax bracket is going to be widened so that more people fit into that. The child tax credit goes up from $600 to $1,000. But the centerpiece, the main part, and the most of the cost is a cut in taxes on investment income. So dividends and capital gains will be taxed at no more than 15%. Through 2007, just 5 years.
Right, a sunset.
Right, exactly. If they had not put in this sunset, it would have been much larger than $350 billion.
Of course, the sun has to set.
The sun does have to set if it's going to cost $350 billion. There are some who say that, well, the Republicans have every intention of taking this out through the decade. They have every intention of coming back and making this permanent. If they did, it would cost more like $1 trillion over a decade.
Unless somebody decided down the road to cancel the sunset.
Right. And that's why, you know, it just seems like, what has to happen for this to fit into the $350 billion is for the dividend tax to go back to full percentage, 38.6 at the top, in 2008. And but to do that, I mean, they're going to have to, quote, raise taxes. That's the word now.
Now, is this bill all tax cut, or is there spending in there, too?
There are, it's mostly tax cut. I mean, the vast majority of the money is spent on tax cuts. But there are also $20 billion in aid to the states, mostly for Medicaid costs. And there's a little more to make the tax credit for kids refundable to people too poor to pay taxes at all.
So the right hand giveth and the left hand taketh away.
It's interesting. I mean, in the final bill, many House Republicans were upset at having to actually spend in a tax bill. But then again, the states are in such dire straits right now that some Democrats have said this could end up being an actual raising of taxes, because if you don't help the states, then you're going to end up having the states raise taxes on income.
Does anyone have important political decisions to make when voting on this bill?
Well, mostly Senate moderates. I mean, you've got a few in the Senate who are right down the middle, who are worried about reelection. Most notably, George Voinovich of Ohio, a moderate Republican. And he is likely to vote for this bill, he says now, because in the final deal, it looks like they have chopped it down to $350 billion.
NPR's Andrea Seabrook.